210 here on WGN. Still owe money on an unpaid parking ticket or maybe a fine, something like that. There could be some relief for you if you're in Illinois. There's a new program just unveiled by the state comptroller, Susana Mendoza, who joins the show now. Hey, Susana, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Anna?
Not bad, not bad. This is going to be relief because it's been a difficult year, of course, and I know that's what you're sort of targeting here, yes. Saying, hey, you know, there's some help here for you. I do want to also get into our billions of dollars coming in federal money to the state because I think you have more answers than most on how that gets to be allocated and stuff. But first, tell us about this program.
Sure. Well, I was really happy to announce yesterday I was joined with Mayor Lori Lightfoot from Chicago, of course, as well in support of this initiative. And what we announced is that my office, which, as you know, was given by legislative statute the authority to serve as an interceptor of tax refunds to pay municipalities for outstanding debts that taxpayers owe them. So we have this authority, but this year, I have made a decision to not offset any of the taxpayers who are eligible for the earned income tax credit here in Illinois. And those represent, by definition, working class families, an individual who would make less than $15,820 a year, or a family of four earning less than $56,844 a year, for this tax season would not have a penny of their tax return intercepted by the state. We're deferring that for a year from now, and I think that this action will really bring some significant relief to families that are struggling the most from the pandemic, many of which, yeah, as you know, lost their jobs and are still just trying to make the smallest of ends meet. It's very overwhelming for them.
No doubt about it, and even something like a parking ticket, $60, $65, whatever it is, that makes a difference when you're unemployed and you're just trying to get by and support your family. So it seems like a good program. Is that what you're talking about, like parking tickets? Are those the kinds of things?
Yeah,
mostly?
Exactly. So most of these are like parking tickets. You know, we don't collect anymore on red light camera tickets, but many of these are parking violations. And some of these, as you know, can double over time. So if you're a person who makes, you know, $15,000 and change a year, or you have a family to feed and take care of all of those concerns, and you make, you know, $56,000 a year, I mean, you're literally living paycheck to paycheck. And many of these families absolutely look forward to and see as like their only out getting that tax return, which on average, we're talking about $363 for the 41,000 families that qualify for this. And that's significant for somebody who makes $15,000 a year. $363 is essentially a week's worth of minimum wage pay. And, you know, that's the mm-hmm. difference between paying for a health care bill or putting food on the table for your family. So yeah, it's the right thing to do in a very difficult time.
Yeah, it does sound like a great program. And I guess there's a child tax credit this year, too, that all families of young children or children under 18 will be getting. So that's another sort of boost for families. I do want to get to something else with limited time, though, Susana. And it's this whole idea that the state's getting billions of dollars. And I've seen you quoted in some of the articles because everyone's like, well, what happens to this money? And where does it exactly go? And how much is legislature going to decide? How much is the governor going to decide? And I just wonder what you can tell us about the money coming our way to the state from the federal government.
Sure. Well, the good thing is I'm the person who pays the bills, so I can tell you,
so
exactly
you know
where we're going to be paying those bills and which bills we're going to be paying. And as I have spoken very, very, ad nauseum now with the governor, we are both absolutely on the same page that the first dollars that we get from the federal government is going to go towards repaying billions of dollars that we had to borrow from the Federal Reserve. We borrowed about $3.1 billion, and that has to be paid back immediately. That will save us over $100 million in interest payments that we would be on the hook for, and it could obviously be put to much better use. So we're going to pay down that debt right away. We're also going to try to make a dent into our bill backlog. You might remember that when I first took office, the prior governor had racked up a bill backlog as bad as $16.7 billion. And over the last few years, I've been able to whittle that down to about $5.4 billion. But we still need to continue to make inroads on paying up the bill backlog, which, of course, has gotten worse during the pandemic. And then we want to use some of that federal aid, whatever little is left over, we definitely want to target to help small businesses across Illinois that have been devastated by the pandemic. So we want to use that to stimulate economic growth and job creation. And that'll account for that first batch that we get, which of the $7.5 billion, we will only see about $3.75 billion of that come in within the next 60 days. And it won't be another year until we see the other half. So we have to put every dollar to use in the most, in the best possible and most responsible way possible.
Okay, so are there a lot of restrictions on tied to this amount of money? You said $7.5 billion, but nearly $4 billion you're getting now. The state is a lot of are there a lot of sort of rules about how that gets to be spent? Tell us what the deal is.
Yeah, so it's specific to COVID, right? So clearly, we had to borrow a few billion dollars just to get through this pandemic, and that was obviously because of the COVID pandemic. And that money is first in the docket to get paid off. And then we also had COVID-related healthcare bills and other expenses related to the pandemic that have added to the bill backlog. So we can target any bills that are related to COVID. And then beyond that, clearly COVID did a real number on our small businesses. So being able to come up with grant dollars from these federal relief funds to target small businesses and stimulate them to be able to create more jobs and get our economy going is another critical investment that needs to be done. So it all is tied to COVID. And I'll remind you that we have the most transparent COVID portal, spending portal of any of the 50 states. And we've been recognized nationally. If you go to the controller's webpage to our website, you'll see a bright yellow obnoxious line at the top, which you click, and it'll take you to every dollar that we have spent, how we've spent it, who it's gone to. And I continue, of course, to remain committed to informing taxpayers of how their dollars are being spent. I think that's really critically important to do.
I do, too. I love that. Back to the grant dollars for the small businesses. How much money is there, and how, if someone's listening right now and they have a small business, maybe a struggling small business, how are they going? How can they apply for it? Who gets it?
So all of those details have yet to be worked out. Remember, we haven't received a penny of the money yet. So our expectation is that we're likely to get about $3.75 billion. And then once we've paid off the borrowing that we've done, we still have to see how much of that qualifies to be paid down. And so that'll give us a number that we could put towards the bill backlog and then a number of what's left over. And I'm sure the governor will be coming up with the details as to how those grants are going to work moving forward. And then I'll happily pay them. But definitely we're looking at relief in three forms, paying back our borrowing, because that clearly helps with our credit stabilization as well, right? We want to make sure that the markets understand and the rating agencies that we're going to be responsible on these dollars. I tell everyone who will listen, don't get excited about this money because it's essentially spoken for and we're not looking to do new spending. It's going to be very responsible in how we target these dollars so that the credit rating agencies continue to look at us as improving our financial picture. And we want to give them no reason at all to get worried about what's going on in Illinois.
Yes, we love. I love the way all that sounds. And as the person who pays the bills, it's nice to have a little dough to pay off some of that debt, too, because that's helpful. That's helpful rather than scrounging around trying to look for it. Huh, Susanna?
I mean, I wish we could get all $7.5 billion now because clearly we'd be able to avoid interest payments moving forward. But hey, look, we'll take that 3.75. I promise you we're going to put it to great use. It's going to avoid us from having to pay more interest payments, which I see as a big waste of money. When we do that, and it's going to help us spur economic growth in our state at a time that we have to get people back to work and we have to provide some significant aid to these small businesses that have just been crushed during COVID. So we're getting out of this. It's just going to be a little while longer, and we hope that people try to get vaccinated as soon as they're eligible and you know, let's get our economy roaring again.
Yeah, let's do it. Hey, it's great. Thank you for your transparency and thanks for coming on with us. Maybe you can jump on again when there's more known about the small business stuff.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we look forward to being as transparent as possible. I think we have to give taxpayers every confidence that they're going to know where their dollars are going. And I'm committed to that. I've been committed to transparency from day one. And as I say, if we want people to ever trust government, I think they deserve to know how their money's being spent.
Yep. Amen to that. Thanks, Susanna. Enjoy the rest of your day. Okay. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. You too. Take care.